Algorithms and Ecology, a New Partnership. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. If you shop online, this is a familiar scenario. You click on a product, like a book, and the online merchant presents you with a list of related items. If you like X, you might also like Y. Behind the scenes, the merchant has assigned a series of attributes to each product. For instance, the new Sibley Guide to Birds is classified as nonfiction, recent, about nature, about birds, illustrated, a field guide, and so on. Based on that information, the merchant might suggest a different bird book or a memoir about birding. The newest scientist at the Carey Institute is using a similar algorithm to predict the outbreak of zoonotic diseases. Barbara Hahn has tapped into massive global databases that catalog various traits of mammals.
Right now, with the Ebola outbreak, we know that the disease is hiding out in reservoir species. But if you're talking about a continent and you're talking about rainforests that harbor hundreds of thousands of species, casting a wide net across that forest is just going to be ineffective at capturing the most likely reservoir. So what you can do to start with is to narrow that scope a bit and train an algorithm, identify those species that have the highest probability of carrying something like Ebola, and then set a surveillance team loose and say, hey, I have 90% confidence that it's going to be one of these 15 species, and they happen to occur in this type of forest. Why don't we go look there first?
By predicting what mammals might carry emerging infectious diseases and where these animals are located, Hahn is creating a tool that could be important for public health officials. Instead of reacting to frightening outbreaks, they may be able to predict and perhaps prevent them. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.